raging.
Thank you.
To celebrate Advent is to celebrate Mary, who knew better than any creature what it felt like to wait for Jesus. Theologians have written extensively about Mary's yes to God's will, but Saint Teresa of Calcutta perhaps describes this mystery most simply when she said, "No Mary, no Jesus." This lovely setting of the Magnificat is Mary's response to the angel Gabriel after learning that she had been chosen to become the Mother of God. Beyond the moon and stars sings of our longing for God, and it has become a favorite of the choir. The children will help to lead the verses, and the refrain is in the program if you would like to sing along after verse 1.
Beyond the moon and stars.
Advent is a deep and mysterious season. Filled with the contrast of silence and anticipation, consumerism, frantic rush, loneliness, or loss. But in the quiet of our Christian faith, we are reminded that we are never alone. The birth of Jesus was God's way of reassuring us that we are loved. The beautiful All Is Well was recorded by Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant, and we would like to sing it for you now. Chaplin is a favorite composer of ours, and the children will lead us in a charming prayer for peace called Little Drop of Heaven. next song is a very special musical treat, accompanied by Mary Amend on the harp and sung by Claire Elder and the children. Please relax and enjoy Voice of an Angel.
When I'm lying in the darkness and I'm half afraid to sleep, I keep thinking of tomorrow.
Living in peace is a dream, a longing, and a fruit of the Holy Spirit. In times when we are fraught with troubles, conflicts, and worries, give us your peace serves as a gentle prayer that God will fill our hearts with peace.
Peace.
our next song has a very special story from Scotland. In the 1800s, at age 20, George Matheson was engaged to be married when he began going blind. When he told his fiancée, she left him. George's sister offered to care for him, and with her help, George left academia and became a preacher. His sister eventually fell in love, and he realized that he would live the rest of his life without the one person who had cared for him. The night before his sister's wedding, George wrote this hymn in only 5 minutes, and it has become an endearing prayer of trust in the love of God. We would like to sing this beautiful setting of O Love. Now the children will join us again for this wonderful song, inspired by a 10th century Celtic setting of Psalm 121 and the writings of Thomas Merton. Tony Alonso's strong arrangement, begun by Dennis and Jody, is another choir favorite and sings again of trusting the path that the Lord sets before us.